You're listening to the Zipline Logistics Truck Yeah podcast, where we explore all kinds of hot topics in the logistics industry. Get ready to learn, laugh, and get your freight on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Zipline Logistics podcast. My name is Jesse Jewett. Joined with me, as always, our Director of Training Development, Teddy Lee Knox. Teddy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Going very well, thank you. How about for you?
Wonderful, wonderful. We are talking as we wind down the dog days of quarter one. 2023. We're talking market update headed into quarter two. Very, very beginning stages of quarter two.
Yeah. I've always thought of quarter one as like a little bit of like a mini vacation from the standard logistics day to day.
Sure.
It's a little bit different. So you have different things that you're working on, different impacts, different solutions to provide. And quarter two is the start of what I really think of and remember the freight market being.
Nice. That's a good recap.
Yeah. Very vague.
For your 11-year history in freight. I like it. No, I'm with you. We're coming off the holiday season, the beginning of quarter one. Certainly the weather, definitely here in Columbus, Ohio, the weather is a bit dicey in January and February.
Yes.
We're starting to thaw out here. We got the first day of spring 9 days ago.
Sunshine.
The sun is shining. Daylight savings time is wreaking havoc on all parents and kids alike. But now we're heading into quarter two. Totally agree with you. Produce season is right around the corner. Tax day, if you will. They do coincide.
Yep.
But we are talking about the general freight market. In general, the freight market is down.
Yes.
Right? There's not quite as much freight moving domestically in North America. So now is the time in a big picture to work with your logistics providers and see if you can find some cost savings.
I think it's crucial there too. You have to be very careful to not get complacent. Just because things are working doesn't mean they're set, doesn't mean they're secure. When things are calm, like we say it on our floor all the time, when things are calm, when you have those pockets of time, that's when you organize, that's when you strategize, and that's when you get all your ducks in a row. So when you get out, you have the process to fall back on.
That's totally fair. Yeah, I think we've seen a lot of our customers engage with us on RFPs, right? People are, after 2+ years of elevated domestic and international freight rates due to the COVID-19 pandemic that we all experienced. We saw in the back, certainly the back half of 2022, rates starting to come down a little bit. And now we're in a quarter, at almost the end of the first quarter, rates continue to, I wouldn't say plummet, but they're still starting to go down just purely based on volumes, right? It's a significant, I think the latest update I saw was 20 to 25% less volume shipping in quarter one versus quarter one of 2022.
Yeah.
So that's a big, big number.
That is really big change.
Some other economic factors. Obviously, we have inflation. 6% in February of 2023. It has been declining since the peak, which was 9.1% in June of 2022. So again, steady decline for the back half of last year, 2022, and the first 3 months of this year. Fuel has also been declining. In March, the average price of diesel is 4.185, which is the lowest it's been since February
2020.
I think that I'm reading that right.
Yeah.
That sounds accurate.
I think you're right.
So all things are kind of pointing to this relaxed freight market, which I think you hit the nail on the head is, you know, now is the time within these walls at Zipline that we are proving ourselves, right? We've never broadcast that we are the cheapest people out there
Nope.
to move your freight. But we feel like our differentiating factors and our expertise, our subject matter expertise, mm-hmm. if you will, because we are CPG experts, separates us from some of our competitors out there in the marketplace. And we continue to see that.
Yeah.
You know, with the fact that we identify the processes into those retailers, the preferred carriers, all of that, those checklists that we perform for our deliveries,
mm-hmm.
Are even more important now when, you know, there's a bunch of people knocking on the door who aren't specialists,
yeah.
who are saying that they can handle this particular freight into those retailers
mm-hmm.
for a cheaper price than we can.
Yeah. And the receivers, these big box retailers, the, you know, DCs that we deliver to don't care about the market impacts ever.
Yeah.
The freight has to deliver when it's asked to deliver. It doesn't actually matter. Some of them have, you know, websites where you can explain delays due to market or weather, which is really considerate. But again, none of that stuff relaxes when the market changes. So we can't either. And I feel like that's what you see. And that's what people think, we don't have the cheapest rates. And I think it's important to distinguish. We don't have the cheapest initial trucking rates, but we can save money through doing things like helping you avoid additional costs, helping you keep your product on the shelf so you can actually make money when there is inflation, which helps with supply and demand. So when that and people are buying more and you can raise, you know, the amount of money for your product because of the demand,
yeah.
that makes a huge impact in your business. Everybody else is doing that and you can't because you're not on the shelf.
Yeah.
You're missing out on, you know, when the market flips quickly, you need to be able to capitalize on that.
100%. That's a great way to say it. Getting that product onto the shelf so your consumers can purchase it
mm-hmm.
is priority number one. Kind of piggybacking off of what we talked about before, again, severe disruption coming off of COVID 19 since basically quarter one of 2020. So Ernst & Young, Teddy.
Yep.
You're aware of them.
EY.
They conducted a survey of 200 senior level supply chain executives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're looking at a bunch of different topics, including the impact of COVID-19 on the supply chain.
Yeah.
And how that's going to affect things in the next several years, 1 to 3 years.
Yeah.
And a lot of that feedback is what we've already talked about, right?
Yeah.
We're trying to increase efficiencies, visibility across the supply chain network, and it needs to be a priority. Again, fingers crossed that we're not developing something or we're not going through something as dramatic or traumatic as COVID-19. But there's definitely a potential for disruption within the supply chain.
Yeah.
And I think while it was difficult to navigate, I think it shed some light on a lot of those inefficiencies and really kind of what we were talking about before, the necessity for experts like ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So not to toot our own horn, but we're here, reach out.
I'll definitely toot it. I think that is so important because you need that. You need transparency and you need technology. And those mm-hmm. two things are sometimes hard to find together. I feel like a lot of the technology created available for everyone to use is not necessarily user-friendly. And again, that's why I love Canopy. It's easy to use for everyone who interacts with it. It also is so customizable. And that's really important when you are trying to change something within your supply chain
right.
or your network, is you can't do that based off of someone else's technology. You need to make it your own.
Yeah.
You can't do that with a cookie cutter website.
Agreed. Yeah. Or someone who's not a SME, as I heard it called, a subject matter expert.
It's like a
right?
Hook. Isn't that Hook's sidekick? And
yes.
Peter Pan?
SME.
Okay.
Yep. yes. So identifying, partnering with those folks who are subject matter experts, who understand the nuances, who understand the requirements. It's critical.
It is.
Get people who know how to handle your freight, who know the requirements for into those delivery locations,
yes.
who understand the expectations, the MABD adherence, all of that important stuff that goes into making your brand the best possible brand it is in the CPG space. We are here to help with that, and we can navigate the volatility of the market because it's going to turn back around at some point.
Yep.
And it's going to go up. And what keeps me coming back to work every single day for the last 11 years is the fact that we do deliver for our customers.
We do.
Both literally and figuratively. Yes. So how about that? Improving the lives of transportation professionals, Zipline Logistics. Wow. What else would you like to add?
Nothing. I think that was great. I have nothing else to add.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Landed the plane, Teddy. Well, thanks again, everybody, for joining us on a disrupted version of the Zipline Logistics podcast. We will see you next time.